During this period, the vision of nature evolved. In the wake of the Animalier sculpture that was successful in 19th century France, Deco artworks created a symbolic universe comprising ferocious animals surrounded by a savage and exotic world. The divine meets the bestial, Eros faces Thanatos, and reconquers the paradise that had been lost due to cruel instinct. There is a return of Orientalist influences and classical myths like that of Orpheus, who used his music to charm the animals. There was also artists who, to be able to reproduce them, traveled untiringly so they could observe them from up close. One such artist was Paul Jouve, who, thanks to the economic support he received from Samuel Bing's L'Art Nouveau Gallery, where he showed his drawings, paintings, prints, decorative objects in Limoges porcelain, later objects and small bronzes, traveled to the European zoos and later to Maghreb, the Middle and the Far East, Africa and lastly America. His studies of high technical quality and unequaled force were a perfect example of the Art Deco style. Jouve dedicated his entire life to advancing the animal world and will always undisputably be one of the masters of 20th century animalier art. His works were always included at expositions, and he is also one of the illustrators of Rudyard Kipling's book of the jungle. As you look around, you will become lost in a vast sampling of techniques, much sought-after materials and precious decorations of calligraphic precision, gemstones, crystals, laque, enamel, and intarsias.